You found the Mama Shift podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Liz Walker. So multitask away and get inspired and empowered to create the life of your dreams. All right, you have found the Mama Shift podcast. This is our first ever episode. I think actually I've recorded it now 3 or 4 times. Just a little bit nervous to be podcasting and getting my message out there to you, but I hope it comes across and something that you can value and share with your friends and chat about and digest and discuss and whatever you need to do to help it, help this message move you in a way to a bigger and better life. So the Mama Shift was just a twinkle in my eye in August 2017, which was last year, not this year. And then it really started in its pregnancy in January of 2018. But let's back up and talk about what the name means and how I envision it for you. And that is, the Mama Shift is really about how we have to shift through different stages of our journey as mothers. So in the preconception phase, whether we're thinking about getting pregnant or we kind of get thrust into pregnancy, then every day through pregnancy changes and we have to shift and adjust and deal with different aches, pains, emotions, logistics, all kinds of different stuff. And then really, as we go into motherhood, the birth, and then have a baby, every day shifts to something new. The baby's changing, the baby's growing, the baby is learning new things, and so are we as mothers. And so really, the Mama Shift is all about that. How can we shift through this motherhood without losing ourselves? Because we spend so much time taking care of others as mothers, it can be really easy to lose ourselves. And I know that this is something that I've strived really hard to do, is to maintain things for myself through motherhood. I now have a 6-month-old. He is 6 months today, which is crazy. And I always never want to him to see me as someone who has given up everything for him, because how is that a role model for him? And I really want to empower and inspire all the mothers out there who are listening that they can have the life that they want, despite the fact that they have kids. Yes, I will not lie, it is harder for us, because how can you put yourself first when you've got these other people relying on you? But it is imperative that you do so to a point. And because if you're not happy, then how can they be fully happy either? So this show is really all about talking to some kick-ass mothers who are doing some amazing things and helping you learn and educate you and inspire and empower you to create that life that you really, really want. And if you already have it, then fantastic, and I can't wait to talk to you about it, because I think there's always room for improvement and would love to hear your thoughts on this. So let's go back to the story about how the Mama Shift was just a twinkle in my eye. So 2017, last summer in August, I believe it was August, it might have been a little earlier than that, I was sitting on the porch having a glass of wine with my neighbor, and we were talking about just how great our lives were and how we were so thankful for what we had. And we both were in agreement that we had great partners and we lived in a great spot, and we both loved our work and we were able to do the things that we love, which is get outside and spend time with friends and with family. But both of us were on the same page when it came to the fact that we just felt like something was missing. There was just something missing in our lives that was impacting the way we experienced it and the way we felt joy and the way that we just went about it. And it was crazy to have this conversation with someone who, I mean, looking for me, looking into her life, I would have been like, oh, she has got it made. She works 3 days a week and she's always mountain biking, which is super fun, and or skiing or whatever it is. And it just seemed so awesome. And I think talking to her again, she thought the same about my life. And to have both of us come out and be like, well, this still feels like something's missing, just made me realize that we're not alone. So wherever you are in your life, we're in the shift of motherhood, wherever you, whatever you're doing, you're not alone. We all go through the same shit. We all have the same issues. And when we isolate ourselves and don't allow other people in, then it becomes scary and it becomes a way that we can really kind of go down the rabbit hole of the shit, and we don't want that. No one wants that. So this podcast is really a way to help you see that it's okay to want more for your life, and it's okay to put yourself out there for more, because if you don't, we've only got one life and it's going to be over before we know it, and we don't know when it's going to be over. So why would we waste 1 minute doing stuff we don't like? So that is when the mama shift was just a twinkle in my eye. I didn't know it was going to be a podcast. I just knew that I had to do something with that information. That conversation really stuck with me, and it still has stuck with me for over a year, and we've talked about it again, and I let my friend know that conversation is really what spurred this podcast to life, and she was pretty excited about that, and I know she's got some cool stuff in the works too, so I'll be excited to get her on and to share what she's up to. But it wasn't until January of 2018 that I realized that I wanted it to be a podcast, and that's what I felt my calling was. I was walking in the woods, I was 5 months pregnant, and I was just going through some stuff. Like, I was just trying to figure everything out. I was trying to get my life in order to have a baby so it could be upended into chaos, but try to get some order before that happened. And so I was walking, I was thinking about that conversation, and I just thought, what better way and what better avenue to bring people together, to allow it, to give people permission to dream a little, even though there are mothers, or to dream, and but also to go out and do. So not just dream, not just wait for the kids to be out of the house, or the kids to be a little bit older, or to make more money, or to have more time, or whatever it is. We're not waiting for that. We're not waiting for a moment that might never come, or when it does, something else will come up. So I thought, what better way to get some cool mothers on a podcast talking about all the cool shit they're doing and inspiring and empowering other mothers out there to do the same thing. And it's taken me 10 months to get this podcast together. And like I said, I've recorded this first episode like 4 times as I'm learning and trying to figure out how to do it all. And I'm going to talk about getting this podcast up and running quite a bit, because it's been hard. It's definitely tested my comfort zone, and it's tested a lot of things. And I feel like it kind of embodies the name, the Mama Shift, because I've had to shift through some stuff to get this podcast up and running. But yeah, so I'm just super excited to bring this to you and talk about some stuff that people don't want to talk about, and to give you a reason to go out there and do whatever it is you want to do, because you can do it. There's no reason you can't. Literally no reason. Because all those reasons are excuses, and they're stories that you've made up, and that's what's holding you back. So tune in and get yourself subscribed so you don't miss an episode. And please, 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 please leave us a review. And I would love to hear from you in any way, shape, or form. I am on Instagram @themamashift, and we're going to be posting some cool stuff. So have a great day, and we will talk soon. All right, bye.